Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Q1 FY 2023 earnings conference call of India Pesticides Limited, hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tejas Sonawane from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
On behalf of Dolat Capital, I would like to thank the management of India Pesticides Limited for giving us the opportunity to host their Q1 FY 2023 earnings call. From the management team, we have with us today Mr. Anand Swarup Agarwal, Chairman, Mr. D.K. Jain, CEO, and Mr. S.P. Gupta, the CFO. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, post which we can open the floor for a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Tejas. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you and your family are staying safe and healthy. I take the pleasure of welcoming you all for the Q1 FY 2023 earnings conference call of India Pesticides. I hope you all had the chance to look at the financial statements and earnings presentation uploaded on the exchanges and our website. During the quarter, our revenue grew by 27.4%, supported by increased demand of our existing products and new product launches. The ongoing global uncertainties had an impact on raw material prices during the quarter and increased energy costs. We launched first phase of our backward integration of Pritlakrore technical of 2,000 tons per annum capacity during Q1 FY 2023. This will be manufactured in our existing facility at Sandila plant, which will further safeguard us from any supply chain challenge of the intermediate, which is largely imported. We are planning to expand it further in the current fiscal year. The primary application of this chemical is a herbicide for rice plantation. We anticipate a good market potential for this product. The manufacturing process was developed indigenously by our R&D and project engineering teams. This brings our total technical manufacturing capacity at Sandila to 21,400 tons per annum. We are also progressing positively towards Hamirpur facility, where EIA report is under completion and is expected to be submitted by August end. At this juncture, I would like to say that we are happy to say that the groundbreaking ceremony of Hamirpur plant was done by Honorable Prime Minister, Mr. Modi. Looking forward, we will continue our journey towards building long-term relationship with all our stakeholders by delivering as per everyone's expectations. We are consistently working towards our vision of supporting chemical business and farmers across world by producing superior value chemicals by integrating quality and efficiency. Now, I will hand over the further presentation to Mr. Jain, our CEO. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you for taking out time to join the earnings call for Q1 FY 2023. Friends, we continued our growth journey not only qualitatively, quantitatively, but also through product portfolio and capacity enhancements. As you know, due to present-day scenario, commodity prices have been affected a lot. Our team is continuously working on developing chemicals from basic stages and process for the same to reduce the impact of such situation on our ability to produce chemicals going forward. One of the prime examples is backward integration of our Pritlakrore technical, as told by Mr. Agarwal, for which I would like to thank our R&D team. who have worked towards developing efficient manufacturing process and execution by our in-house engineering team. Furthermore, the work for second phase is expected to commence during later part of this year. This is also a testament of our R&D capabilities and our ability to consistently find chemicals which can substitute and limit our dependence on imports. This further enhances our competitiveness in the Indian market and also one of the many initiatives that aligns to company's vision of Make in India and support domestic growth. Our installed capacity of technicals increased to 23,500 metric ton from 19,510 metric ton last year. Now we are targeting to further increase the capacity of at our Sandila plant by 4,000 metric ton by addition of two more manufacturing blocks at the existing Sandila facility, which are proposed to be used for herbicide technical and intermediates. CapEx outflow of 70 crores as planned for FY23 is progressing well. We remain committed to deliver continuous, sustainable, long-term growth with R&D at the core leading to continuous innovations in product as well as processes. For this R&D, I would like to add that we have added two more very senior scientists of India fame in our team. With this, I would like to pass on to our CFO, Mr. S.P. Gupta, to walk us through our financial highlights. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining the India Pesticide Conference call to discuss Q1 Financial 23 results. India Pesticide margin and profitability continued to remain strong with our efficient asset utilization, efficient process and raw material management. Taking you through the financial highlights, the total revenue stood at 221 crore as against 174 crore in Q1 financial year 22. That is YoY growth of 27.4%. EBITDA in Q1 financial year 23 stands at 59 crore. EBITDA margin was 26.6% in Q1 financial year 23. The PAT stood at 41 crore in Q1 FY23 as compared to 42 crore in Q1 FY22. PAT margin was 18.5% in Q1 FY23. The revenue from export stood at 101 crore as compared to 64 crore in Q1 FY22. Domestic revenue stood at 118 crore as compared to 106 crore in Q1 FY22. Revenue from technical and formulation stood at 170 crore and 48 crore respectively during Q1 FY23. Our distinct product offering and ability to develop client-specific molecule quickly and efficiently benefits us in targeting and servicing diverse and niche range of demand internationally as well as domestically. During the quarter, we launched 6th molecule in Q1 FY23 and is part of our earlier announced medium-term strategy of launching 8 new molecules. We remain confident of continuing our growth trajectory while extending full support to our customers, suppliers and other value stakeholders. With this, we would be happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Noel Fernandez from ULJK Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my question was that since you're increasing the capacity of technicals, I wanted to understand the demand scenario or if you could guide us with the growth rate of your customers for formulators and innovators. And are they increasing capacity? That is one. Second, as a supplier, where does IPL stand? I mean, are we in the top five or 10 to these formulators, or are we just among many other suppliers? And three would be, since we are, I believe we are already operating at peak capacity, so post the expansion of technical capacity, can we see any new client addition going ahead? So these three questions from my side.
So taking the first question, we are adding the capacities for the new molecules, and we see a lot of demand for these. And presently, these molecules are largely imported. There are very few manufacturers in India. So we are increasing the capacity. We have included that as our expansion model. And there is very good demand of these products, not only in India, even for exports. And there will be multiple customers for this. So there is no problem on that count. Similarly, for the second question, we have for each molecule, we have got one big customer, and rest of the 50%, we are normally distributing among so many other customers also. And for the capacity expansions, so we are going continuously, as told by Mr. Agarwal. We have bought a new piece of land of about 25 acres near Kanpur, and this plant work is going on. The statutory clearances for this have been applied for, and we are waiting for the certificates. And as soon as we get the environmental clearance, we will start working on that site.
So if you could quantify, I mean, on your customer end, are they building any capacity or any growth rate that you could mention globally, your global customers?
Yeah, we are always in discussion with our customers. They indicate us their increased requirements, and accordingly, we increase the capacity of our product in the plant. So we are always in relationship with them, and there is a continuous dialogue between both of us.
Got it, sir. And you also mentioned that the energy cost was high. So if you could tell us in percentage terms on quarter-on-quarter.
Normally, what has happened because of this shortage of the coal and gas across India, though we use the green fuel, rice husk, but the price of rice husk has gone up tremendously when compared to last year. It is almost three times now.
So what is the percentage increase on quarter?
It is almost 200% increase.
300.
And on quarter-on-quarter?
Right.
Value-wise, the amount of increase will be around 4.5 crore for this quarter.
Got it, sir. And so my last question is, the revenue contribution from new molecules for this quarter, how much was it, sir?
Revenue contribution from the new products is around 10%, sir.
It is around 22 crore in value terms.
We are getting stabilized now, so next year it will contribute more.
Got it. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Jain from NB Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please proceed.
Yes. Sir, good afternoon. Congratulations on good set of numbers. Kudos to and appreciate, convey our appreciation to the R&D team having, you know, coming out with such a good performance molecule.
Thank you.
Sir, my first question is a continuation of what the earlier participant asked about the demand scenario. Sir, you have mentioned about the new molecules, where, you know, these are all imported products, so you are able to replace them. Now, we are hearing a lot of news about, you know, onset of recession in U.S. and Europe. So for the existing molecules, what you have already tied up, are you seeing any drop in demand or customers coming back and requesting you to reduce the quantity, something like that?
No, sir, we are not getting any such request from any of our customers across the world. On the other hand, we are getting requests from the customers to increase the capacity. They want increased requirement or requirements are there. We have not received any from any quarter from any customer any request for reducing the supplies.
Okay. That is good to know that, sir. Sir, my second is about the capacity. Now, again, you mentioned that for the whatever the new capacities that you are coming up, normally 50% of that would be allotted to a customer and the rest to the other whatever the, you know, customers you have. So just wanted to know how fast you are able to ramp up the capacity. Let's say we did this commissioning of 2,000 metric ton capacity last quarter, that is in Q1, for you know, backward integration of prednisolone. How fast you can run at the full capacity?
Sir, normally it takes about 6 months to 7 months for us to ramp up the capacity. If it is a separate block, and in the existing block, it can be little faster. And normally, our model of working is that we put the manufacturing in modular way, so that we can each add one more module to the existing site, so that it is executed fast and at a minimum cost.
Sir, since you already have 50% of the capacity blocked, why it is taking so much time? Is it the practical challenges or when you are commissioning and then running, is that the challenges you have, or is there any other issues that it takes 6 months to ramp up?
No. I'm telling you, if you want to add up new capacity for the existing, what I told you was that for any molecule, suppose if you are putting up a plant of, say, 2,000 tons capacity, we already tie up with a customer for 50% of the capacity. And rest and remaining 50%, we try to sell to other customers. It is a marketing strategy not to be dependent entirely on one customer and slightly broad-base our distribution. From that point of view, I am telling.
I got it, but why it is taking, let's say you have commissioned a new 2,000 metric ton capacity last quarter, that is Q1.
Yeah.
Backward integration of prednisolone. So how much time it will take to run at full capacity?
No, it is at the full capacity only, 2,000 ton per annum capacity. Now, it takes me hardly about a month or 1.5 months to stabilize the plant.
Okay, so it may vary from product to product, and you know what you are saying is, for some products it may take up to 6 months to run at the full capacity, correct?
No, sir. We have this recent confusion. To run up to the full capacity, we don't require 6 months of time. It is only the stabilization of the plant for a month or 2 months maximum. But if you want to increase the capacity by adding one more block, so to add that block, you have to construct the plant. So that may take 6 months. That's what I am telling.
Okay, so that means whatever new capacity we were added in FY 2022, plus in last quarter, all of these are running at full capacity.
That is true.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, in the last call, you had mentioned that this new 2,000 metric ton capacity would be added by this month, that is August. But now I think you're giving some revised time schedules. So could you guide us for this 2,000 metric ton plus another 2,000? That is, you were to commission 4,000 metric ton during the current year. What are the revised timelines for that, sir?
So 2,000 for this prednisolone, we have already commissioned. That is already in production. And another 2,000 we have planned. That is what we will do this financial year, we will plan. We will see the market another 3-4 months, and then we will start working on that.
So for the remaining 9 months, you will be adding only 2,000 only, not 4,000.
No, sir, there is some confusion. And for the remaining year, we have got two more products apart from prednisolone. There are two more products which we are adding, and the blocks for these are under construction, which we will be adding. One we will be adding most probably by next month, and another one we will be adding, say, by January.
Okay. Now, what would be the capacity of these blocks?
It will be 4,000 tons.
That's what I was saying. So what you are saying is 1-2,000 would commission by September and the other would be January 23, correct?
Yes.
In this also, let us hope by FY24, these blocks also will start running at the full capacity.
Exactly. That's true.
Okay. Sir, other than these, whatever the capacities you have mentioned now, do we have any plan to come up with multi-purpose plant at Sandila itself?
A multi-purpose plant, sir, we want to have a small multi-purpose plant, but we don't recommend very much for this. Because of the contamination issues we may get later on. What happens that in multi-purpose plant, presently what we have is all dedicated plants.
Okay.
We don't produce in one block with the same equipment two products. They are all dedicated. But okay. We have a small multi-purpose, say, semi-commercial pilot plant. That's what we want to, that is under construction. There we can have some niche products with very small volumes. That can be produced in that multi-purpose plant.
So what you are trying to inform us is that this...
The next question is from the line of Deepak Kodar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Okay. Sir, I just wanted to understand now you mentioned in your opening remark we were confident to continue our growth trajectory. So the trajectory we are looking at, is it 25-30% revenue growth? That's what we are looking at going forward?
Yes, sir. That's what we have already indicated even during our last call. Mm-hmm. That we would like to increase at most at the rate of 25%, 20-25%.
Okay. And at what margin?
The margins now, the present margins will continue more or less. Maybe 1 or 2 points here and there, but more or less in the same range.
Okay. And this growth will largely be driven by this two new products that we are adding, right?
The two more products this year at the existing site. And as I told earlier that we have got a new site, the work is going on that new site also. So we would be adding new products at our new site at Hamirpur.
Okay, so that's a 100% project, right?
Yeah, that will be a 100% subsidiary by name Salvi Specialties.
And by when this new site is expected to come on?
Sir, we have already adopted the land and the environmental clearance application has been made and we expect to get the clearance by October, November. So that we can start the working. In the meanwhile, we are working on the other statutory requirements like groundwater clearance, soil sampling, the contour mapping. All those things are under progress. And
shortlisted the product.
And we have already shortlisted the product which we want to put up at our new site.
Okay. So if we expect... assuming that we get the clearance by this November, December, what's the time lag from then to the actual commissioning?
Sir, it will be almost about 1 year. So we should expect some revenue from the new site in this FY24 third to fourth quarter.
Okay, fair enough. I understood. Yep, that's it from my side. All the very best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alisha Mahavla from Invasion Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my question. So just wanted to understand, in the Sandilal capex that we're doing of 70 crores, this is the 2,000 that has already come on stream and another 4,000 that will come in two phases. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And we are expecting all of this to be utilized within this year only.
Yeah, these capacities will get commissioned and the full utilization will come in the next year.
Okay. So this growth of 20-25% that you are talking about, is that for 23-24 or are we saying over 2-3 years it is the growth we are targeting?
No, we are targeting, madam, for the coming 3-4 years, 5 years. Because this site now is more or less full with these additional capacities of 4,000 tons, our Sandila site will be fully occupied. So we already have started, as mentioned earlier, We have a new site in Hamirpur, and we would be working on that. And there we are expecting a CapEx of 100-125 crores per year for the coming 3-4 years.
For the CapEx we've done at Sandilal, what is the kind of asset turn we're expecting over there against the 70 crores?
Asset turnover normally between around 2.25-2.5 times.
Okay. And you mentioned that we're expecting margins to sustain at current levels. So obviously, Q1 is impacted because of high raw material costs. So are we expecting it to be in this 26%-27% range or 30% that we did in 2022?
We are projecting margin of 26%-27% currently.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Ayush Mittal from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sir, first of all, congratulations to the whole management for a great track record and performance. It's great to see the numbers that we have been posting. So I have two questions. Sir, one, as we understand about the company, we have done so well because we have few products in which we are the leaders. In some of the products, we are perhaps just two, three players in India. And now we are increasing the product basket. So what I would want to understand is that the new products that we are bringing, what has been our experience given our past of very good margins, profitability, gross margins? Now, when you are bringing new products, what has been your experience and how is the uptake taking place in these?
Sir, the new products what we have launched in the recent past, some of them are for export only, and some of them are more for domestic market. And in domestic market also, there are very few manufacturers of these. There are few who are making only from the last stage manufacturing. That's called N-1. But we are trying to integrate this to a basic stage. So we would be certainly at an advantageous position when compared to others. And our R&D team has done that work very successfully. And as informed, we have already launched one intermediate which was largely by being imported. So we have started manufacturing in India.
Okay. And in these new products, we are able to get similar gross margins of around 50% plus? And we can maintain the same profitability as we bring more new products, incremental?
Sir, though we try to make as much as possible, our normal criteria is that the raw material cost should not be more than 50%. And up till now, we have been able to maintain that. And we will also try to do that, but in some cases, it may slightly reduce depending upon the overall cost scenario.
But broadly, it is in line with what we have been doing in past.
Yeah. Up till now, it is more or less in this line what we have been doing.
Okay. And sir, second question is that the new large greenfield expansion that we are planning, Hamirpur, in that, as it's a very large capacity that we'll be bringing, how do we plan to utilize it? Will it be a mix of the older products that we have, or we have to bring lots of new products to utilize this new capacity? What is the thought plans? Also, if you can highlight, when we put a new product, new capacity, I think the profitability would be dependent on scalability and as we go forward. But how do you maintain your profitability when you bring new products?
No, sir. That's what I'm telling you because when we discuss with our customers and we do the initial costing, we see that the raw material cost invested should not be more than 50%. So it should be around 50%, 50, 55, 45 in that range. If it is in that range, then we are confident that we will be able to maintain our margins. And if we don't find the product to be in that range and it is very much off from that point, then we don't take up that product at all. And we have already shortlisted a few of the products for our Hamirpur site with this criteria. And as to an earlier question, we are planning to add some other new molecules rather than expanding our own molecules because we have enough capacity here now. And if there is some more capacity requirement is there, then we may think over. But presently, we have thought of new product there.
Okay. This is very useful. Thank you and wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ayushji.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krishan Parwani from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I actually have only one question. So just wanted to check what was the overall capacity and utilization during this quarter, last quarter, and in 1KFI22?
The capacity utilization this quarter was around 80%.
And what was the capacity? Because I think there was some confusion. Earlier in the remarks, it was highlighted that it was around 24,000. But then I think it was said that 23,500. So what was the overall capacity this quarter?
It was 23,500 tons at the end of the quarter, and capacity utilization was around 80%.
Okay. And can you give the similar number for the last quarter?
Our volume actually increased by 21% this quarter. So earlier the capacity utilization was around 65%. In earlier quarter,
Q1 22. Yeah. So, okay, so you're giving the YOY number. So basically 28% YOY sales growth, out of which 21% is on account of volume. Is it correct?
Yeah, bilkul.
Okay, perfect. Thanks. That was the only question I had. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Chheda from Enam Holdings Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Overall good set of numbers despite challenging environment. And congratulations to the entire team and R&D team for the continuous new product launches. Few questions. First, you mentioned new products contributed 22 crores or 10% of sales. So is it that you mean this 6 molecules? I think overall out of 8 molecules now, 6 have been launched. So when you say new products, which means this 6 molecules?
Yeah, 6 molecules, yes.
Okay. Second question was on the order book. If you can give what's the current situation of order book, mainly prosulfocarb and pretalacor?
Sir, we have got very good order book, sir. We are having orders for the next 5 to 6 months.
Okay, next 5 to 6 months. So basically, this fiscal you are seeing good amount of overall growth in.
In prosulfocarb we have got in pretalacor. We are already in discussion with one of the customers who has given us a forecast for the coming 1 year. And the firm order will come as soon as they finalize it, but they have given us a forecast.
Sure. And so your old products like Kaptan and Folfate, which used to contribute substantial part of your business and actually did very well in FY22 also, though I think FY21 the numbers were low there. So how are that old products doing? Are you seeing growth there, or have they achieved maturity stage?
So there also there is a increased demand for these molecules also, sir.
Okay, so that products are also overall doing
yeah,
very
yeah,
well.
They are also promoted, yes.
Okay, and what is the current gross debt and cash in the balance sheet as on June 30?
Net cash is around 105 crore. We have a debt of around 20 crore and FD and bank balance of around 125 crore. So net cash is around 105 crore.
So your net cash has gone up from the March level of 93 crores.
Yeah, slightly.
Right. Okay. And how much capex you did in this quarter?
We spent around 17 crore this quarter. Our total capex for the year is 70 crore. So we spent 17 crore. this quarter.
And 70 is at Sandila. You will spend something at Hamirpur also, right, sir?
Yeah. Hamirpur, we will be spending
over and above the 70 crores.
In addition to this 70 crore, we will be spending for Hamirpur also. But for this...
Or should be more?
Pardon?
That would be more than 10 crores, Hamirpur, or should be around that number is fine?
No, we are planning to spend around 20 crore.
In this fiscal on Hamirpur plant?
In this fiscal on Hamirpur plant.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and best of luck. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yogesh Tiwari from Arihant Capital Market. Please go ahead.
Yes. So my first question is on gross margin. So we were about 50% in this quarter. So given the decline in commodity prices, can we expect gross margins to improve from here? And are we taking any price increase going forward?
Since the commodity prices are now slightly declined, not much, so we cannot increase the prices since everyone is aware that they are on slightly on declining trend.
So the margins, like the gross margins and EBITDA margins would be like 50% and 26-27% also going forward?
Yes. It will be in that range only.
Okay, and my second question is on the delayed monsoon. So, did you see any impact of the delayed monsoon, and will we pick up in Q2?
Not much. Actually, our formulation sale is contributing only 22% of our entire turnover. So, we have some inventory built up at the end of this quarter, but since the contribution of formulation is low, so we were not impacted much.
Okay, so what I understand is like there was no impact of the delayed monsoon in Q1.
It will be, but it will not be material.
Okay, got it. And lastly, on the export demand, so if you can share some details on it, from where is the demand coming, which regions is driving the demand for export, and how will FY23 and growth rate will be in the export business?
We are getting still export demand from Europe as well as from Australia and other places, and we see very good, robust numbers from them.
So this 20-25% revenue growth, which we are targeting, it's like export growth will be more than this 20-25% growth?
Export growth also will be incommensurate. It is because now we are having a mix of products where some of them are more for domestic use and some of them are for export. So it is going in a mixed way.
Okay, sure. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
The
next question is from the line of Gagan Thareja from Ask Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my questions. The first question is on the other expenses for the quarter, which are up 47% year-on-year from one Q of FY22. If you could, give us some more details of what has been the cause for that and break it down into cost heads.
Gaganji, our volume has increased by 21% on YOY basis. So the variable cost has also increased. And the second main reason was the increase in our fuel cost. As already explained, it has gone up by 3 times. So it has contributed around 4.5 crore. For one quarter, and since volume has increased, so the other expenses has also increased proportionately.
So that 4.5 crores, you're talking about material cost is actually not sitting in the cost of goods sold, but in the other expenses.
Other expenses, it is under power and fuel. It is clubbed under other expenses.
Okay. Okay. Any other cost head, you know, you also mentioned that power and utility costs have gone up. If you could give us some idea how much, you know, there has been an increase in other expenses because of that.
I already told you the power and fuel cost has gone up by 1.5 crore per month. It is 4.5 crore. And it is included in other expenses. Incremental amount is 4.5 crore.
So this is inclusive of the cost of rice husk, which has gone up, but also the cost of electrical utilities and, you know, other power and utility consumables, all put together?
Power cost, actually power cost has not gone up.
Okay.
The power cost.
But it is commensurate with the increase in volume. As the volume has increased, the overall power cost has gone up. But per unit, the power has not gone up. But the rice has price has gone up. So that is the one of the major contributors of the increase in the other expenses.
No, I get your point, sir. What I'm saying is that even if your volume growth is 20% and I increase my other expenses of 1Q last year by 20%, I arrive at a 36 crore number from 30 crore, right? So over and above that, you know, there have been other increases also, right? So the increase is what I'm simply saying, that 14.5 crore increase that we see in other expenses is actually in excess of sales growth or volume growth, right? So volume growth will explain 6 crore, 4.5 crore. Will be explained by, you know, the rice husk cost. So that's around 10.5 crore, and there is 4 crore more left, right? So what has that been due to?
It will be, see, we have also recruited more persons, so you will also find our labor charges has also gone up slightly. Freight has also gone up as compared to last year. But these are minor items, say 50 lakh to 1 crore incremental, it has gone up. So there are multiple component of 3.5 crore which you are referring.
But labor cost, I mean, would sit in the staff cost and not in other expenses, right?
No, see, our employee expenses is separate head, but the labor and processing charge, since we employ a lot of contractual labor, they have their number has gone up significantly due to our production increase. So it is covered under other expenses.
Okay, I get it, sir. And if you could give some idea on the net working capital position, inventories, receivables, payables, I know, how do they stand compared to, you know, the same time last year?
As compared to last year, our net working capital cycle has gone up slightly, but it is on the same footing as compared to last quarter. As compared to our last quarter of March, our receivable days has gone down by 15 days, but our inventory has gone up by 10 to 11 days, and our creditors has also reduced by 5 days. So net as compared to March 22, our net working capital cycle is on same level.
Okay, I get it, sir. Also, you know, you have launched 8 products, and I mean, they are yet contributing, you know, in a very small measure to your total top line. I would like to understand what's the you know, optimal or peak sales potential that you see from these 8 products, and second, would the current capacity that you have at Sandila plus whatever expansion of 4,000 tons you're planning be able to take care of the requirements of these products as they scale up?
Sir, we have, from the 8 molecules what we have promised during the time of IPO, we have launched up till now 6 molecules. five technicals and one intermediate.
Yeah.
And two more would be launched during the remaining part of this fiscal year.
No, I get that, sir. My question is, they are, as you mentioned, they are contributing, I mean, their contribution to sales is 10%, that is around 22 crore for the quarter. My question was, one, what is the peak sales potentials of these molecules? You know, you will be signing a contract for pretiluxchlor in the coming quarter, or the other molecules will scale up. So what could be the peak sales potential for these 6 or 8 molecules? When do you see yourself achieving that peak sales potential? And third, is your Sandila capacity adequately going to be able to take care of those requirements?
Yeah, our Sandila facility will take care of these increased capacities, and peak sale we expect to be in the range of asset turnover of about 2.5 times. So roughly we have spent 70 crores last year and 70 crores we would be spending this year. So we expect the sale volume to be around that.
From the new products?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and if I go back to your commentary from the previous quarter, when you Q4 of last year, on margin you had been indicating 26 to 29%, while it was a broad sort of a band. Now you have narrowed it down to 26 to 27%. So gradually over the last few quarters, you know, that margin guidance has been sort of trimmed, initially from 30% to, you know, down to 26 to 29 and now 26 to 27. While it's understandable that under the current, you know, volatility in input prices, it's hard to sort of zero in on a particular number. But presuming, you know, in a normalized scenario, when you are not faced with this sort of volatility, what is going to be a stable sort of margin for you?
Yes, that is what we expect. This is 26 to 27% what we have said. We expect that this will be maintained. And the whole industry has seen a lot of volatility in the raw material prices, in the overall inflation and the manpower cost, as well as the fuel cost, and so many things. There are so many variables. That is why there has been change in the overall margins. But we expect that once the things stabilize, we should be able to maintain in this range.
You're saying that even after normalization, your margins will now remain at a 26-27% trajectory rather than...
So now, because we are adding few more new molecules, no, sir, the new molecules, there is some, a certain degree of uncertainty would be there, isn't it? So we try to get to as much as possible, but we feel that at least we should be able to maintain this range.
So is it a question of you being able to optimize on your yields, which will build up efficiency subsequently, and therefore there might be possibly be better margins as you scale up the yields on these products as volumes?
As the production goes up, no sir, whatever, as we start producing, the plant gets slowly stabilized, and the R&D team still they keep on working. So there is always scope of betterment of the yield.
Okay, I understand.
Our team is already working on.
And all this additional 4,000 ton capacity, you will be able to fully utilize by the end of FY23. And Sandila, Hamirpur, you're saying, you know, becomes operational only towards the last quarter of FY24. So in the interim 9 months, would there be a sort of a limitation on growth because of capacity hitting a ceiling, and, you know, before the Hamirpur plant comes on board and starts contributing?
Sir, this 4,000 ton capacity what we are going to be adding in the remaining part of this year, that will get slowly stabilized during the first part of FY24. Because that fully we will not be able to utilize. So that we would be utilizing the effect of that fully we will be getting in FY24. And in FY24, then there will be a continuity as we would be working on our Hamirpur site. And we expect that the Hamirpur site, the second half of FY24, we should start getting some results from there. So there will be a continuity.
Thanks, sir. I'll get back in with you. Thanks for taking my questions and all the best to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Nagraj from Centrum Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So first question is, what are our three key raw materials and how has been the trend in the recent past for them?
Sir, key raw materials are the basic raw materials like chlorine, carbon disulfide, sulfuric acid, alkali. These are the basic raw material. Plus, every product has its own specific raw materials. Some of them are sourced from India, some of them are sourced from outside India.
Right. How has been the trend in carbon disulfide prices?
Carbon disulfide prices have gone up very severely, sir, in the last 1 year, almost 2.5 times, and now they are getting stabilized.
Right. So, out of the formulations business, the entire 100% formulations is domestic or do we export also?
No, we do export a small part of our formulated products that we export. That is the technicals what we make. So we make the bulk formulations for these and export. But that is a small part of the total formulation sale.
Right. And what will be the total number of molecules including the six new molecules now?
Pardon?
What will be the total number of molecules, including the six molecules that we have launched in last 1.5 years?
Total number of molecules, I think 14. We have to count that. It must be 14.
Right. And just one last clarification. So in FY21, we did the top line of about 650 crores. And FY22-23, we'll be investing close to about 140 crores, as you mentioned. And that will be asset turnover of, say, 2.5x. So effectively, can we expect from the existing facilities, we'll be able to generate revenues of almost 1,000 crores by FY24?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There is no problem.
No problem.
Sure. Thank you so much for answering all the questions and best of luck, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Senthil Kumar from Joindre Capital. Please go ahead.
In the last con call, the manager highlighted that one of the herbicide products has an inventory issue in Australia. So I just want to know what is the status on the product and what is the revenue contribution from the product in Q1 FY23?
No, the situation has improved now. The situation has improved now and we are getting continuous orders for that product.
Yes. Revenue contribution in Q1?
In Q1 contribution
it will be around 15%.
Of total revenue?
Total revenue.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yogansh Jaiswani from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, could you throw some light on the growth that we are seeing in our old products like Polpet, Kaftan and Prosulfocarb in terms of globally what is the growth in these products?
Globally, there is growth in the fungicides market because some of the fungicides are getting banned. especially in Europe. So these molecules are finding as an alternative to the banned products. So there is an increased demand from our customers to supply more of these. And we see in the coming years also, slowly the volume would increase.
Okay. And sir, for example, in Prosulfocarb, I think that is one of our key products and we also have a dominant market share in that. So are we also seeing any more competition coming in these products? Or do we see that this market is pretty secure and we are increasing our market share? And also if you could quantify this, that would be very helpful.
Sir, actually, we were the only manufacturer up till now, and we understand that one more company has started making this, but it is in a very small way. It is not, it did not affect our marketing setup.
Okay. So, and typically, what is the growth rate that we have seen in Prosulfocarb in last, say, 3 or 4 years? And what do we expect in next 2-3 years, sir?
Sir, the growth rate exactly is very difficult to tell. But what we can understand that 2 years back, there was good demand. Last year, there was some overstocking of the material in that country. And now this problem is resolved. So we feel that it will be a constant business for us.
Got it, sir. And sir, in terms of the new 6 molecules that we mentioned have contributed 22 crores, so are all the major registrations and approvals in place for all the major markets that we intend to sell it, or there are still few registrations which are yet to come in and probably we'll see a bigger scale up once those registrations come in?
Yeah, no, sir, some registrations we have received and some registrations are in progress. So we would feel increased volumes in the coming years.
Okay. So sir, what is our expectation of contribution in the FY23 from these new products by year end?
By year end, I think it should contribute at least 100 crores.
Okay. Understood. And so last question from my end, on the pyrethroid side, if you could just give us a brief update on how is the demand and the pricing scenario at the moment. In past, I think pyrethroid did quite well and now I think there is some creeping. If you could share some thought from your side, that would be really helpful.
Sir, we are not in pyrethroid group of products.
Okay, not even in formulation side, sir?
No, formulation, we sell very small quantities from bought out chemicals and we make a few brands in that. That is a very, very minuscule.
Okay, thanks for the clarification, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question that the management could take today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. T.K. Jain, Chief Executive Officer, for closing comments.
Thank you very much for taking out your valuable time and giving us opportunity to explain the situation of our operations. And if you have any more questions, you are free to contact us, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you
once again.
On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your line.